This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can't wait to get in the car and turn on the Kevin Jackson Show. You're amazing. Thank you so much for seeing everything the way it is and telling it like it is. You're incredible, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I thank you, young lady, from the bottom of my heart, because that is high praise. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I love when you guys give me feedback because it helps us make a better show. That's what this is about. This is for you. This is not for me. I'll be honest. I've got some things to do. We're fundraising for our SeekMeEducationalExcellence.org. I was in Naples, Florida, met with a bunch of very accomplished people. And, they called me up. Hey, Kev, we got to do more. We got to do more. We got to get you out for development. And I mean, I'm not bragging, but these are people that they get it. They understand my passion for education and what's happening in the black community, what's happening in the community at large, how the social justice agenda has permeated all elements of society. They want somebody pushing back, and they're like, Kevin, we got to get you out there pushing back on this. So we're in the process of doing that, and I'm telling you, it takes a tremendous amount of time. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about the great me. That's a joke. I really want you guys to find out more about us and get involved. 844-551-8255. Five were charged in an MS-13-linked slaying of a Virginia teen who was stabbed 100 times and then burned. These animals are in this country being let in by the Democrats who don't have a care in the world about it. They don't care about your safety. All they care about is a narrative that says, oh, you're separating children from their parents at the border. So what? MS-13 animals are out here. They want to abolish. I'm talking about Ocasio-Cortez and other Democrats are talking about abolishing immigration control and enforcement, the very people, ICE, who take these animals off the street, put them in prison, or send them back to the crap holes where they come from, and they don't want this to happen. In fact, many of these various states want to provide sanctuary. They are running on the idea of providing sanctuary. Gavin Newsom of California, the new governor, who is crazier than Moonbeam Jerry Brown, who finally got a little bit of sanity towards the end of his administration. Too little, too late, Jerry. But Gavin Newsom wants to provide sanctuary. He does not want to protect American citizens. How do they get away with this? Oh, you want to know? Oh, okay. Well, they get away with this because we let them. They get away with this because there's no pushback. They believe that they're right because they live in a bubble of ignorance where people tell them that they're right. Nothing penetrates because it's a hard shell. Their bubble of ignorance is a hard shell. You can't shoot it with an AR-15, okay? That won't make it happen. It'll just bounce right off. What penetrates is when we collectively get our voices together. That is that the cacophony of conservatism, those voices, is the most powerful thing on the planet. It has won world wars. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. Lots going on in the news that I want to discuss. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but, we're going to talk a little bit more about O'Rourke. Personally, I don't even need to have a discussion about this clown. To me, it's the Jussie Smollett case. It's going to continue to grow because he's going to say more and more stupid things and talk more. The more he's on the campaign trail, the more like Ocasio-Cortez-like he becomes. So we're going to be talking about him. But I want to just highlight a few things that he's talked about recently where he's been caught in lies or they talk about his record. Because we need to just start torpedoing these guys, but let's not torpedo them too soon. And here's why. Because they're spending money. Yeah. O'Rourke is going to suck a lot of people in. And I say let him do it. He's like the undertow, the whirlpools in the water. He's just going to just the boats will start to circle, the leftist boats, and then he's going to suck them down into the vortex and drown them. When it turns out that people go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that about him. Yeah, it's that bad. KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson. So we are going to talk about Robert. See, I almost called him by his Mexican name, but he's Irish. Now, we should just send him a bar of Irish Spring. That would be a good thing. Like, we get these little spongy mock-ups of Irish Spring, and we send them to O'Rourke to remind him of his real heritage. I like that. I'm going to jot that down. I'm just going to write down Irish Spring while I'm here, because that would be a nice thing to do. Irish Spring. Or, he's always after me Lucky Charms. So we send him a little leprechaun. Yeah, I'm going to write that down, too. We send him a leprechaun. Leprechaun. How do you spell con? K-O-N? I'm messing with y'all. I know how to spell leprechaun. C-O-N. Anyway, just messing with y'all. I know how to spell. C-H-A-U-N, okay? My producers are like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I can spell. I'll remind you guys, I was the 8th grade UIL spelling champ from my school. And I wasn't even homeschooled. Yeah, I was the 8th grade spelling champ. You know what word got me? Oh, so get this. Me and a girl named Donna Root, we were the champs. We both got 100 on the spelling test. But then, I'll never forget this, Mr. Lifesty, like you guys got to know his name, but he was our algebra teacher. He came to me and he goes, Kev, he goes, you're not going to regionals. And I went, what? I go, I got 100. He goes, no. He goes, when we looked over the test further, the computer caught it, that they missed it, but I misspelled fledgling. I spelled it F-L-E-G-D-I-N-G versus D-G-I-N-G. And it was real strict. You had to keep all your loops and letters and make sure all the I's and T's, you know, it was every human missed it, but the computer flagged fledgling. So I came in second. I still can't stand that Donna Root to this day. I'm just kidding. Donna's a very bright girl. I think she ended up being valedictorian or salutatorian for the school. I was out. I was out of the running because I was already valedictorian from my previous school, and they wouldn't allow me to have that. Anyway, so what was I talking about? What's that? Maybe I should set up the show. I've already set it up. We're going to talk about the AR-15. We're going to talk about Beto O'Rourke. We're going to talk about Senator Defectors, President Trump, and going against his agenda, things like that. Because here's the deal. Look, they think they have a good excuse for why these 12 senators defected on President Trump. And, of course, he's going to veto it, but I don't think it's a good excuse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction,
and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats want to take the voting age down to 16. Yeah. And I don't blame them. If they don't get you younger, pretty soon they're going to want 4-year-olds to vote. And they'll put the ballot in a box of Captain Crunch or something, where only a Democrat can be selected. Don't be surprised at what these people are willing to do. They can't sell the idea of voter ID because voter disenfranchisement, because what they're saying in effect is blacks are too stupid to know how to vote. And the minute black people wake up and go, wait a minute, because when you question black folks on, they're like, what are you trying to say? I don't know what the place is. I don't know how to vote. Yeah, they get offended. Oh, black folks don't always have IDs. Really? So how do they buy liquor and fly and do all the other things that people need IDs for? Check out a library. Well, don't say that because nobody, black people don't read. Oh, get mad at me if you want to. Black people don't go to the libraries for the most part and read. Black kids are not worrying about how to read. They're too busy trying to do hip-hop and learn how to, what they call it, twerk. Yeah, they like to twerk, trying to figure out where they can get the next hookup. What's, I don't know. But they ain't learning how to read. Then they should be. That's what we should be teaching them. That's what we should be requiring. My sons read enormously. I mean, lots of books. And I tell them, the books are going to take your imagination to places that you don't necessarily go, but it's going to give you just a richness that you don't. And for the record, I don't read very much as an adult anymore, but mine is a different reason. I don't read much anymore because I don't want people feeling as if my ideas are stolen ideas. Now, I read Outliers recently, which is a great book. I recommend it. And I you know what I liked about it? It inspired thought in me around some of these things. And for the record, I learned a lot from that book. So I recommend it highly. But as a rule, I don't read as much because I want my ideas to be organic. I have a ton of ideas. I can look at a top. I can skim the news thing, Google News, and just look at the titles of things and just put together an entire radio show or TV show. I don't need a lot to spur my thoughts. And reading takes quite a bit of time. People, well, Kevin, get it on audiobook. Still, audiobook. While you're listening to the audiobook, my brain has to turn off. It has to zone in on that. So now I will admit I get ideas from these things, but I got to tell you, I have a flood of ideas. It's a deal I made with God 10 years ago. I don't have any shortage of ideas. I was talking to some very intelligent people a couple days ago about various ideas. And you know what they were doing? They were sitting there going, I never thought of it that way, Kevin. And I went, really? And then a part of me was saying inside of my head, I know. And it wasn't a cocky I know. It was, I know, I have a gift. The ability to make sense out of this nonsense and to put it out there for people. And Democrats don't have that gift. By the way, many of you share this gift with me. You have the ability to see through this stuff. You see through the Jussie Smollett's. You see through the Democrats' ruse on immigration. You see through all these different things that are happening in the world. The idea that somebody now, I just saw this story, we're going to cover it today, said that polluted air is racist. I know. You see through this. Democrats need these 16-year-olds. Their ideas will not pass muster with adults. And soon, blacks and Latinos are beginning to wake up. Blacks are saying, wait a minute. Democrats, you've been promising a lot of things. I'm starting to take another look. Latinos are going, oh, you think I'm all about immigration? What's up? They say, I'm about more than immigration. I want my kids to go to safe neighborhoods, go to safe schools. You know, what are you talking about, man? Yeah, everybody's revolting. So the Democrats go, well, we ain't got anybody else. Let's get these youngsters. Why not? They sexualize them in the second grade. Eight years old, they're talking about, you know, putting condoms on bananas and anal sex and stuff like this. And you're going, well, I mean, what are you doing? You're fighting back? Teen Vogue. You know, Teen Vogue. To call it Teen Vogue, call it teen indoctrination to the leftist mantra. That's what it is. Education. Don't call it education. Call it indoctrination of America's kids to the leftist mantra. Don't call it entertainment. Call it indoctrination into the leftist mantra. That's all it is. Why do you think we address all these issues? We address education through SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We address social media and all these new things they want to push out on your kid through this new medium that they find that, hey, we can control it so we can control the message. Why do you think I started TeaPartyCommunity.org? Entertainment. Why do you think we started the equivalent to Netflix, which is going to launch April the 2nd, where you can go watch films that you will enjoy? You can watch these films mostly with your children, certainly with your teenagers, and they aren't talking about Supergirl being a lesbian. That's why. Democrats have to do nutty stuff. Or they can't win. When I say they can't win, I'm saying Democrats have to do the things that you despise, that you shake your head and go, are you serious? You're serious. You want to end ICE. I just saw a story where ICE confiscated thousands of pounds, millions of dollars worth of cocaine, millions of dollars worth of fentanyl, terrorists that they've got apprehended. They've got 20, no, it's more than that, 2,000, I think it was. They've got 2,000 people quarantined who were disease-ridden coming into the country. How many do you think got through? They quarantined 2,000. Have you seen the measles outbreak that's been talked about? There's a measles outbreak. We haven't heard measles in decades, I mean, of any significance. There's one case here and there. Now there's an outbreak. Any question as to where it comes? Do you doubt where it came from? A measles outbreak. There was a scabies outbreak not long ago during the influx of all those kids coming from Central America. Any idea where it came from? I'm just curious. Every disease that we have fought, that we have pretty much put aside, polio, smallpox, whatever, is a danger coming into the country. But the Democrats go, no, 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 we don't need to protect the border. They don't need to protect the border from disease. And who cares that they flood our healthcare system with sick people, very sick people? It's one thing for them to say, look, we got to take care of all these people that live under the bridges that don't have comprehensive health care, and these people with catastrophic injuries. And then you know what comes over to America? People with catastrophic injuries. People aren't coming over here healthy, wanting to work. They come over here because our system is so generous that you'd be crazy not to. If I were a freaking African or Nepalese or Bangladeshi, whatever, I don't know what they call them, but I would be, any way I could get to America, I would beat people up. I would dig holes and put people in mass graves to get to America. Are you kidding me? Once I got here, I'd be rich. Even if in my poverty, I'd be rich. And because these Americans squander what we offer them, I would get over like a crazy man. I would be Donald Trump of the Bangladeshis. I'd own everything. Are you kidding? Give me that shot, is what all these people are saying. And you know what we do? We let these stupid leftists denigrate, talk down this great country. All of them. They all want to make us appear the, oh, America's so bad. Screw you. America's the best country in the world, and that's why people want to get here. Democrats want to lower the voting age to 16. That's because that's their mentality.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talked about this a while back, but in 2017, over 2 million jobs were created. In 2018, 2.8 million jobs were created. Those are Donald Trump's first 2 years in office. Barack Obama, by comparison, 2009, 4.9 million jobs lost. 2010, 900,000 jobs created for a net loss in the first 2 years of 4 million jobs for President Trump, a net gain of 4.8 million jobs. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's a staggering comparison of Trump versus Obama in every way. Leftists tout that more jobs were created in Obama's last year than Trump created in his first year. 2.2 million versus 2.1 million. But they left off the number of people who left welfare in Trump's first year in office. Here's what Investor Business Daily said. In the months since President Trump took office, the number of people collecting food stamps plunged by nearly 2 million. The same is true for welfare. Enrollment in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program dropped 12% last year to reach 2.3 million. Better still, workers on Social Security disability insurance was down 8.6 million in March, a decline of more than 100,000 since 2017. Lowest level since February of 2012. So far this year, disability applications have averaged set 179,000 per month compared with more than 193,000 per month in 2016. The number of people dropping off disability is now up. So what that means is, and this is what people were doing, they were going from losing their unemployment to declaring that they were disabled in order to keep their benefits going. That's what people did in the time of Obama. Now they're actually going to get jobs. CNN said this, President Trump became famous for saying you're fired. Now he wants to be known for saying you're hired. Trump appears to want at least 6 million Americans off of government aid and into full-time jobs. If you're on food stamps and able-bodied, we need you to work, said Mick Mulvaney, the White House budget director. They have a goal. I talked about this before. The White House has a goal that says we will get this many people off of welfare and to work. Not like Obama that says, you know what? Hey, if you're on welfare, that's what the system is for. That's what Valerie Jarrett said to a bunch of black folks when she says, here's what we gave you. We gave you more welfare. We gave you crack cocaine is now equal to coke, to regular cocaine, powder cocaine, and sentencing reform. That's the thing she says they gave the black folks. Donald Trump says, I have a goal. I want to take 6 million Americans off of government aid and get them work. That is a 12 million net. I want you to understand that. 6 million people stop taking whatever the number is. $20,000, $30,000 a year, $40,000 from you, the taxpayers, and start producing. 6 million people stop taking money and start producing. Think about that number. Do I have to do the math? If you were giving them 10 bucks a piece, it's 60 million, 100 bucks a piece, 600 million, 1,000 bucks a piece, 6 billion, 10,000 bucks a piece, $60 billion that we would no longer be paying with 6 million people off of welfare. If those 6 million people are putting $1,000 each into the economy, which they certainly would be, it's 6 billion. You think they'd be putting 10,000 into the economy? Probably. They would stop spending your money and start spending theirs. Do you understand the difference when you talk about the ideology of people looking at something as a pessimistic thing versus an optimistic thing? Trump says, optimistically, if I take 6 million people off, that could put billions of dollars back into the economy. It lessens the tax load on millions of Americans. Welfare to work is crucial to what Donald Trump says for his balancing the budget. They said it will get over $1 trillion in savings by scaling back this safety net. I don't know what those numbers come from, but that's what they're speculating. Liberals say it's cruel. Conservatives say it's overdue. Economists call it magical thinking sprinkled with some fairy dust. But you know what they also said? They told you President Trump needed a magic wand in order to make stuff happen. We're essentially at full employment. I just don't think we'll move more people from government role to jobs, says economist Doug Holtz-Eakin, head of the American Action Forum, former advisor to John McCain's presidential campaign. That should tell you all you need to know right there. Let me tell you something about full employment. Full employment doesn't mean you're doing what you want to do. It doesn't mean that you're really contributing that much. In my opinion, I'm not talking about the definition by the pundits. Full employment to me is when people are doing the jobs they want to do when they find their passion for doing it. Is there any better time than now? Full employment, they say, is economic speak for the time when about everyone who can get a job already has one. The reality is America's had 5.7 million job openings for months. They're talking about, rocket scientist jobs. There are people that are working. I'll put it this way. I work. I work for myself. The government doesn't even really recognize me. I mean, being honest, but they don't. They don't see me as somebody doing what they want to do, giving employment to other people, etc. I really feel lost in the shuffle many times. But we will contribute, and we contribute in amazing ways. And I'm doing things that where it's my passion. Donald Trump says he's going to take the unemployed people, put them on the front door of companies seeking workers. And he's proven it. This isn't a temporary job thing right now. People can work wherever they want. Jobs are abundantly available. And more importantly, I hope people follow their passion and find the jobs that they want. But all of this spells bad news for the Democrats in the sense that these people are starting to get it. And I want you to understand the signs that you have to look for when you start looking at Democrats in this election, because there's so many people that want to run, and I want to get into that in just a bit. But what about the people who say, okay, I'm not running? There are signs that are out there that are telling you about what's going on in this political climate. And the first one is, and I told you this would happen, Hillary Clinton has declared she's not running. Yeah, Miss, I don't feel no ways tired, went down south into Alabama and started talking with her southern drawl again. And she decided she's not running. I guess she's going to help out those who need it in the campaign, which, for the record, Bernie Sanders says, I don't need to talk to Clinton. I don't need to talk to her because I'm not going to use her as my advisor. Good for you, Bernie. Very smart. But here's what Clinton, she was pandering in a black church, and here's what she had to say.
Yeah. another commonality that Rose and I have. Coming down to Dothan, Alabama, in the early 1970s to go undercover to gather evidence about a white segregated academy in an effort to deny it and others like it federal tax exemption, which the then Nixon administration was promoting. I love the way Stacy is standing up. And looking forward, she said, look, I can't go back and win 2018, but we can win 2020 and 2022 and every election going into the future. You know, in this year, we've just finished Black History Month. We're in Women's History Month. There's one person I'm thinking about in particular, Ida B. Wells Barnett. There is so much that needs doing. In Ida's words, the way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them.
I want to come back to this a little later in the broadcast, but so, because we got so much that needs doing. There's a whole heap of helping and stuff that's got to get done around here, Jethro. Wow, man. But Hillary Clinton says she's not running for president. That's what she told News 12 Westchester. But she added she will continue, quote, working and speaking and standing up for what I believe. I want to be sure that people understand I'm going to continue to speak out. That's what she said. I'm not going anywhere. What's at stake in this country, the kinds of things that are happening right now are deeply troubling to me. We've gotten not just polarized, she says, we've gotten into really opposing camps unlike anything I've seen in my adult life. Here we go, another one of those adult life comments from the leftist. Yeah, so she's not running. Let me tell you why Clinton's not running. Number one, she has no political clout. Okay, that's number one. Number two, people are wondering, when are you going to prison? And she's going to start wondering. She's already wondering it. Trust me. They think they've got a gauntlet of protection. But I want to talk about the other people that are not running and put it into a bigger context and explain to you what's going on politically. Because it's not just that they're not running. It's the reason why, the underlying
reason. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I gotta tell you, I love watching these media backfires. And I don't know, was this lady, her name is Dr. Quetta Ahmed. And I'm not sure if she was on CNN or MSNBC, but it was one of those channels. And I think the moderator expected her to be anti-Trump, and it backfired. Here's the clip.
Viewers should know that this administration is often castigated as Islamophobic, but I move in the Muslim world, in Egypt, in Oman, in Jordan, in Iraqi Kurdistan, where this president is beloved. This president and the Republican Party, going back to George Bush, is very dearly held. Today is the anniversary of Halabja, the massacre of 180,000 Kurds at the hands of Saddam Hussein. That only changed because of a Republican president. So it's very important not to lose so much perspective that we start believing our entire government is Islamophobic. That's not the case.
If you're like me, you don't know a whole lot about Islam, and we very well may fall prey to some of the propaganda. Now, before you guys start attacking me, Kevin, they practice Sharia law and they, you know, demean women and they stone them and all. I know all that occurs, but I will say this: I don't believe that to be mainstream. Now, the argument then becomes: well, who wins out? If there's got to be moderates in that in the place. I saw a woman get executed publicly on a video as people walked by. So I get the point that what would be barbaric to us becomes normal when the radicals are running, which is where we are in the United States, by the way. We've got leftists running our country. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm not making any excuses for Islam, Sharia law, the treatment of women, the treatment of gays, and all the other things. The religion shouldn't be about that type of stuff. If your religion, my religion says, you know, being gay is a sin, but I don't look at it as, well, let's stone them. I look at it as, I pray for them like I pray for the liar, like I pray for the cheat, like I pray for the thief. You know, I don't look at it any different. But I don't want to throw them off of a building or stone them. I believe a woman, if she really wants to live a biblical life, she understands the power in her being the right hand man to her, right hand person to her man. She understands that power. That for a guy to have a confidant of that level, you know, and a woman just says, okay, I want to defer on you to make a decision because I'm trusting in your vision as a man, because ultimately you're going to protect this family, yada, yada, yada. Now, I know we live in a time where Ronda Rousey may be able to beat up her husband. I don't know. But the way that man is made, and I know this is going to be controversial. This is one of these deals where somebody will get this podcast and go, Kevin's anti-woman, whatever. I know what I feel. But in a typical relationship, the man is represents the protector, and he should be treated like a protector should be treated, with respect. However, it's got to be earned. It's got to be earned. The Bible is very clear. You know, a woman doesn't submit, and I use that word, quite frankly, just to piss off a few lefties, but the Bible doesn't require a woman to submit to a man unless he's earned it. And so she voluntarily says, I will let you be the decision maker, or whatever. She's allowing it. It isn't that she's not capable. Now, you know, we can get into splitting hairs and all that, but you find a good woman who says, look, I believe in you. I trust you. I'm going to allow you to run this family. But a stronger woman who understands it will go, but if you don't do it right, I'll take over. See, that's the caveat that doesn't get talked about. A woman only biblically has to follow a guy if he's living by biblical principle, etc. Now, I don't want to get all preachy, but I'm just saying that we get mischaracterized, if you will, miscast as a bunch of barbarians who think of women as being subservient and all that. That's not the case. Not at least not in my religion. And I think I'm pretty sure I know what your religion is as well. Women are not secondary to man, other than the fact that they willingly submit and say, you know what, you have proven to me that I need to give my respect and awe to you. But the guy does the same thing. It's always funny to me when, you know, women feel like, I've heard them have these discussions about how they feel little and all that, and I go, then you got the wrong guy. The right guy will make you feel like you can conquer the world. As the Bible, and I know many people say this, she's a reflection of the man. If you have a weak woman, it's a reflection of you. If you have a weak man, ladies, it's a reflection of you. You should not be giving yourself to a weak guy. You should be lifting him up. He, in turn, lifts you up, and you guys all, you know, the ocean rises for everybody. You will have stronger children. Think about a family where, you know, everybody sort of understands that. I dare you. Look at the kids. They're very together. I don't care whether it's male or female. They understand it. The girl will go, I can't wait to find a guy like my dad, and I can't wait to go out and be like my mom. A son will be, I want to be like my dad, and I want to find a woman like my mom. That's what you find when you find those types of relationships. And that's our religion. I believe that. I think conservatism is not separate from religion. I think conservatism defines religion. It's part of it, because it's looking for It's looking to take chaos out of situations, to bring order, to follow a system of managing your life. Best way to put it. Many people talk about the Bible. The Bible is a guidebook for how to manage your life. You follow it. Doesn't mean life will be easy, but it will be orderly. You'll be able to take care of anything that comes your way. It's funny because when I was a kid, I was always afraid of dying. I was like, oh, man, you're going to die. And now it's like, look, you're prepared. That's what the understanding the biblical principle and understanding what it means not to compromise and that you stick to your guns and that you are a person of character. That's when you say, come with me. I'm good with it. We all are going to die, so big deal. Anyway, this doctor goes on. She talks about the president being beloved. He's beloved in Oman and in Egypt, and she named these Middle Eastern countries. Yeah, I'm sure there are countries where they don't like him. Countries that want to implement the most heinous form of government. They want to implement theocracies around the world. They have a hated stance against Israel. They have a hated stance against Western culture. They see us as debauchers. They see the left in us. They don't see the right in us. If I were a group of people who were living on religious principle, I'd be pretty mad at the United States. I'd be mad at everybody there for allowing leftism to fester, metastasize, and become the worst form of cancer that is spread throughout the world. I would be mad at that. I wouldn't want to kill them, but I'd be mad at it. I can understand the Muslims' point. I'm going to be very clear. I'm not telling you I love the lifestyle and all that. But I do know Dr. Zudi Zasser is a friend of mine. Lives in Arizona. This guy is he's one of the most fun guys to be around. He is anti any of the nonsense that these radical Muslims are doing. And there is nothing about him that I find offensive in any way. I've been in multiple situations with him. He is a crack up, beautiful family, yada, yada. And, you know, so I'm not telling you how to think about this. I'm just telling you that I'm always very skeptical now on anything where somebody tells me these people are evil. This is the way it is. And it's made of experience. But at the same time, I'm like Reagan. Trust but verify. But this Dr. Kuta Ahmed says that on the anniversary of, I think she called it Halabja, was a massacre of 180,000 Muslims. You know who stopped it? George Bush. I'm not a Bush fan, but I was cheering for Bush when we were doing the Gulf War. I was the one that was up there, you know, waking up, you know, had to go to work at the butt crack of dawn, and I'm watching it all night, watching the bombs go off and Schwarzkopf coming and giving all the updates and stuff, man. I was glued to it. And I was very happy when George Bush ousted Saddam Hussein and when he allowed millions of Iraqi women to now go out and become free. They could go out and go to school. I remember when two Iraqi women, they were the first graduates after Bush had freed them. And I remember all the hassle that the left was giving George Bush for having free a group of people and deposed a tyrant based on a UN sanctions that, I mean, we had already done. There was nothing to argue. And everybody was still against it. Look, I don't know whether we should have gone in or not in terms of UN resolutions and all that, but they had enough resolutions. They said, okay, it needs to be gone. I'm not into regime change and all that, but let's face it. The outcome of that was pretty amazing. And so Donald Trump is chasing ISIS back. He's doing all these wonderful things. And this lady comes on and says, you're losing perspective because your media wants you to think that Trump is hated. He's not hated. Brio was hated in the Muslim community. Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.